It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. Good morning. I'm Walt Lindela. As we continue with the program today, joining me in the studio is Aaron Shy, who is volunteer coordinator with Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly, the Upper Michigan chapter. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you are here this morning to talk about something that's coming up here pretty quick, and you're looking for a few hands with it. What's going on?
Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly are making their Easter dinner come true for all of our elders in the community. We're serving 175 meals to those who are isolated and lonely and otherwise would not have meals. So we are looking for volunteers and or monetary donations to help make all of this happen.
Okay, so if somebody wants to volunteer, the question is, what are you looking for? Are you looking for drivers, kitchen help? What is it?
A little bit of everything. So we are still needing a few more delivery drivers to take some bags to our elderly friends. We're also looking for people to help in the kitchen as far as helping with prep work and getting the bags packed and ready to go for the cars to pick up.
Now, this is in our immediate area here. What sort of service area are you doing these, are you looking for with volunteers?
So right now we're looking for most of the locations. So we are going to be doing this in Baraga, Ontonagon, Keweenaw, Houghton, and Marquette counties.
Oh, so all across
the board. Across. Okay. Yeah. And so we are looking, specifically I'm looking for people in Marquette at this time, but we're absolutely always looking for volunteers in the other counties as well.
Okay, so if somebody wants to sign up, what kind of commitment, what day are we talking about, what kind of hours, when do they need to be where?
So April 4th is Easter Sunday, so our cooks will be starting around 8 a.m. until about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's including cleanup and getting the bags all packed. Our dining room individuals are about 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and our delivery drivers are going to be spaced out intermittently between about 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock.
Okay, so and we're talking with Aaron Shy here this morning, volunteer coordinator with Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly. What do people need to keep in mind if they are thinking of volunteering? Do you have like some age limitations, or at least like a good driver's license, obviously, and things like that if they're driving, right?
Right. So we are just looking for people to follow all the COVID standards at this point. So we do hand out PPE kits to each of our drivers. So we are requiring that, you know, if you've been in contact with somebody who has COVID, that you don't volunteer. We're really just looking out for the safety of our elderly friends, but wearing a mask, hand sanitizer, and just being conscientious of what you're doing around the elders so they don't get sick.
So how does one sign up? What's the way to get involved?
The best way is to go to our website, and you can register at register.littlebrothers.org. And on that website, you can go ahead and fill in your information, pick out what location you'd like to volunteer and what kind of volunteering activity you'd like to do.
We're talking with Aaron Shy this morning, volunteer coordinator with Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly, and we're talking about getting you involved as a volunteer with their upcoming Easter dinner, the meal, and also delivering it. But Aaron, you also mentioned about financial donations. If people can't volunteer and they want to give a little financial help, how do they do that?
Yeah, so I would love to have people give me a call if they have that interest. They can call me at my office at any time. My number is 906-273-2575. We can discuss, you know, if you'd like me to pick up a monetary donation, if you'd like to drop it off or mail it, just anything that helps. Our elderly friends do give some small donations, but they're not required to because everything we do is for free. So when the community comes together, it's a lot better for the elderly.
So again, if people want to volunteer, you're looking for them kind of when and where, and then how do they get signed up?
So we're just looking for volunteers on April 4th, which is Easter Sunday. We're looking for people to start either at 8 a.m. as a cook, 10 a.m. as a dining room person, or to start delivering meals for us around 12 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Easter Sunday.
And this is across the board. So if you're hearing this in the Copper Country or somewhere, they can get all the information at your website.
Absolutely.
And that again is?
Our actual website is houghton.littlebrothers.org. And they can go there, and there's all the volunteer information, the different site locations, and what we're doing.
Well, I certainly encourage you to get involved as a volunteer. You can also make some financial donations to help out Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly, the Upper Michigan chapter, with their upcoming Easter dinner. Aaron Shy in the studio with me this morning, volunteer coordinator. Thanks for your time, and happy Easter.
Thank you. You too.
If you missed any of our interview with Aaron, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm. We will link up all of the information also for Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly so you can get involved with this and other things that the agency is doing. It's all about keeping you connected to the community on Mark and Walt in the Morning on Sunny 101.9.